This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from NBAA in Las Vegas. We're with Selena Shalad. She is with the Alliance for Aviation Across America. Selena, the organization started as a call to action against user fees and those sorts of threats against GA. What is sustaining the organization, and what fights are you fighting these days?
Thanks for having me. Russ, I think what's sustaining the organization is mostly our growth and also the fact that we are continuing to broaden out the types of activities and resources that I think we're offering to our members. So, you know, we started with just under 100 members about 6 years ago. Now we're at 6,300, and we're constantly expanding that. About 30% of all of our membership now are completely in non-aviation related at all. So either they're groups like the National Farmers Union, the League of Rural Voters, and now we're really excited that we have a formal partnership with the U.S. Conference of Mayors, and then we have a lot of local, state, and elected officials. And so between our economic impact survey and sort of our state and local proclamations and resolutions, press conferences, congressional meetings, I think we're always trying to diversify, broaden out the allies that we have as an industry, and then also kind of add new value through local grassroots activity that really can make an impact to members of Congress and opinion leaders.
Well, it's sort of the same old thing, right? You don't miss it until it's gone. So when the farm organization, for instance, they were threatened with losing airline service to their small communities, they found an ally in you. How many alliances like that do you have?
You mean between farm groups and exactly? I mean, I think it's a very when people first hear that we have the National Farmers Union, we have local independent beef and cattlemen association, we have people like the West Virginia Coal Association, the National Conference of Mayors, the Small Business and Entrepreneurial Council, Entrepreneurship Council, Chambers of Commerce, they kind of scratch their head. But that is the point, that as we're going in to meet with members of Congress, to editorial boards, as we're having press events, as we're going to the Hill, you know, as we're speaking to opinion leaders, that we can really have that message validated and have, you know, people talk about the charitable flights that they're doing that transport blood or patients, or, you know, the medical operations, or the how a mayor, you know, used their airport to bring in business. So having all of those validators, plus our economic impact survey, plus all the news clips that we're able to generate by having all of those people and all those activities, I think we would really miss it if it were gone. And I think that now more than ever, you know, we kind of always, 6 years ago, we thought we had more challenges than ever. And now I think we have many more challenges than then. So I think it continues to be very important for us to have those allies and to be doing things like the economic impact survey, proclamations, resolutions, press events, reaching out to local media, all of those types of activities.
What is the biggest challenge that is now facing aviation in America from your group's point of view?
I think that the budgetary environment in D.C. makes it very challenging because, you know, things are moving so fast, and we're really finding that I think we have to do a lot of education. You know, there's a lot of new members. There's a lot of fast-moving conversations that are happening behind the scenes as a result of, you know, the budgetary situation, sequestration. So I think that the growth of the GA caucus is a positive thing. I think we just have to keep educating new members of Congress. I think we have to keep getting in districts and at the local level and, you know, communicating with newspapers and chambers and mayors. I think we need our allies more than ever.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from NBAA 2013 in Las Vegas. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.